Hello, this is your mental health moment, and I am Dr. Betsy Gard. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, and I work with children, youth, and families. Today, we're going to be talking about bullying. Bullying is a common and unfortunately frequent experience for many children and youth. It has been estimated that 1 in 3 children and youth have been bullied in the last 30 days. Bullying increases the risk for poor health, school avoidance, less educational achievement, and increases in feelings of alienation, social exclusion, depression, and even suicidal ideation. In addition to direct verbal and physical bullying, cyberbullying is often conducted on social media, which can increase the risks for significant distress and suffering. Those children and youth whom have been cyberbullied are also more likely to have been verbally and physically bullied. Children and youth who are bullied are most at risk if they are perceived as different, whether that difference is because of physical appearance, difficulty with reading social cues or social immaturity, having academic problems, children who are more dependent, or who are more anxious. What can parents and schools do to help children and youth who are being bullied? Parents can help children identify what bullying is and encourage children to talk to them about what they see with others and if they feel that they themselves are being bullied. It's important that a child's perception of being bullied never be minimized, and that a child needs to feel reinforced that they've been open about their experiences or if they see other children being bullied. Parents can role play with their children what bullying looks like, what it is, and can also help a child role play how to help themselves or be an upstander for another child who is being bullied. It's important to communicate with the teacher, school counselors, and school administrators if the bullying is occurring on school grounds. It's also important to monitor your child or youth's social media posts, which of course include things like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Messenger, Snapchat, and WhatsApp, as well as text. Be prepared to talk to your youth that if you see an inappropriate communication or cyberbullying is happening. And again, whether they are the recipient, a party to it, or unfortunately, maybe the initiator. Finally, if you're unsure what to do, reach out and get support for yourself so that you can be the very best you can be for your child. Thank you.